Jesus said it himself, and he did not mince words, that we are to make disciples of all of the nations. But I think it was also Moses who said, how can I do this when I do not have the words? Well, Steve Dawson and Cy Kellett, they are going to offer you the words we need and know how to talk about Jesus with anyone. That is the name of their new book. And our good friend Cy Kellett is joining us again to talk more about it. Good morning, Cy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
So I would imagine there may be a person or two listening that go, all right, Brenda, you're on the morning show every day talking about Jesus. Cy Kellett, I listen to him every afternoon talking about Jesus. And so maybe, you know, people looking at us think, well, it's easy for you because you talk for a living. But, you know, it can be intimidating for people. Why is that so difficult for so many people to talk about Jesus, who we know that all things come from in our lives?
You know, I think, honestly, I think part of what makes it difficult is the social awkwardness. And that social awkwardness is intensified by a couple things. We kind of developed an American standard that you don't talk about politics and religion in polite society. And that was, it kind of kept the peace for a long time in a pluralistic society here in the U.S. But honestly, I'll be very honest with you. I think there's something, an even much greater influence on why we're uncomfortable about it. And that's, well, 70 or 80 years of Hollywood, in which the Christian character in the TV show or the movie is increasingly deranged, weird, odd. If you watch a Netflix movie or a TV show, and you see someone come on who is profoundly, openly, and vocally Christian, just bet on that person being the murderer by the end, or being the evil, the bad energy behind whatever's going to happen. Because the media stereotype is that if you want to talk about Jesus, you are a weirdo and there's something wrong with you. And I think that has to do with a great deal of prejudice among the people who are making these things. I don't think they even see their own bias in how they're depicting. Now, if you see someone who's a Christian and also has a Southern accent, I guarantee you that person is the murderer, or that person is the thief, or whatever is the bad. You know, that there is a prejudice about that. And I think we just don't want to be that person. You know, we've seen that person so many times in the media, we're intimidated about, and I do think some of that intimidation is intentional.
These are not benign images that we see on TV, and especially not what we are selling to our children. And this is all the more important why we need to be firm in our faith to be able to do this. But as I said, even in the Bible, you know, Moses said, Lord, how can I do this? I don't have the words. And of course, God thankfully gave us Aaron to help him. How do we begin the process then, knowing that maybe people won't necessarily accept our message, but we've got to be willing to stand in the fray and talk about our relationship with Christ? What do you tell people is the first thing they need to know?
Well, I would say two things to start with. The very first thing is getting comfortable in your own skin as a Christian. That is, you know, are you avoiding wearing a crucifix? Are you avoiding when somebody says, my mom's sick, saying something like, I'll pray for your mom? Are you avoiding making the sign of the cross before you eat in a restaurant? If you're avoiding all these simple signs that you are a Christian, just work on that. Start there. Stop avoiding these things. Because one of the things that makes it easier to talk about Jesus is to just let people know, make it upfront and clear that you are a Christian person. Most people, this is not going to be a problem for them. Those who, for whom it is a problem, I don't know if you really want to leave those people in charge of your life. Don't let them be in charge of your life. So first of all, just get comfortable with the signs, the symbols, the language of Christianity, and letting people know that that is your faith. Don't hide those things. And I think that right away already breaks the ice. And this is a term that Steve is the founder of St. Paul Street Evangelization, and he really knows this stuff. And he talks about breaking the ice a lot. That's the main thing, is to break the ice. The second thing to know is that you can learn icebreakers that don't make the other person feel trapped or stuck or like you pounced on them. You know, we'll talk a great deal in the book about making friends and listening to what other people have to say. These are very important things that Jesus did, and we need to imitate Jesus and the apostles and the saints in this listening to what other people have to say, not just shouting at other people or dumping our message on them, so to speak. Jesus wasn't a person who just went around dumping his message on people who were not ready for it. He did a great deal, in fact, to help people to be ready for it. But the breaking of the ice part of it takes away a lot of that sense of, oh my gosh, I'm stuck with this person who wants to talk about Jesus. As a matter of fact, in many ways, what you're doing when you're breaking the ice about it is you're asking the other person permission to share what you believe. And there's a whole large section of the book just about learning to share what you believe, what you know, what you have in your heart to share. And once you break that ice, you know, you can do it like Steve, his favorite way to break the ice with people who he does not know. And this really is pretty advanced stuff. You know, most of us are going to talk with people we already know. But Steve carries miraculous medals around with him, and he just gives them to people when the Spirit moves. And he says, I'm a Catholic, and this is a Catholic medal, and I wanted to give it to you. You can have it and do with it what you like. And often that starts the conversation. See, he didn't trap the person. He didn't just start preaching at them about Jesus. He gave them a gift, and he left it up to them how to respond to receiving that gift.
You recognize that voice this morning. It is Cy Kellett. He is a host of Catholic Answers Live. You listen to that every afternoon right here at Mater Dei Radio. He's joining us today to talk about his new book called How to Talk About Jesus with Anyone, Tested Techniques for Planting Seeds and Saving Souls. Cy, for many people, Catholic Answers, that was the window or the door that led them to the Catholic faith. And I've listened to it for many, many years, but I listen to the apologists that come on the show and the experts, and I think, I've been a Catholic my whole life. I never knew that. I wouldn't know where to find that. I would not know the first thing about how to answer that person's question. If you want to talk about Jesus, how much do we need to know in order to be able to communicate? This is why I believe in Jesus, because, boy, I think I would be afraid of either one answering the question wrong or just not knowing it at all.
Well, evangelization is actually not theology. It's not apologetics. It's not catechesis. Evangelization is sharing good news. And that means all you have to know to begin evangelization is what God has done for you. Because all you have to share is what God has done for you. You are not required to, Jesus didn't tell us, go get a theology degree and do what Scott Hahn does. You know, like there's very few people who can do that. Mm-hmm. And thank God that he gives us people like that. But we're not primarily in the answering theological questions business when we're evangelizing. We're in the, can I tell you about a wonderful thing that's happened in my life business? That's what we want to do. It's like, you know, you could compare it to anything, like someone who found a great restaurant becomes what we call an evangelist for that restaurant. What does that mean? Oh, he's a real evangelist for that restaurant because he loves to tell people how great it is. That's all you're doing. You're doing, does he know how to cook the dishes? Does he know how to, you know, put the plates together? Does he know how to pair it with, doesn't know anything except this is a restaurant that I love and it brings this joy to me. I want to share it with you. That's all we're doing when we're evangelizing. We should not be intimidated. If you can tell somebody about a restaurant you love, you can tell them about the Savior that you love. You can do it. You don't have to have more than that except a love for it.
Cy, the holidays are coming up. Would you recommend people bring up Jesus sitting down with their friends and family to share a meal together?
Yes, I would, but I would do it in a way that is not trapping people, you know, that is open and honest. If you plan to evangelize someone, the best way to evangelize is, as a matter of fact, openly and honestly is the only way to evangelize. We should never evangelize in a sneaky or manipulative way. But also, if you can, evangelizing with the person's permission is the way to do it. And so, like, if Thanksgiving might not be the day to evangelize, but it might be the day to ask if you could take someone out for coffee. It might be the day where you could say, you know, I love seeing you so much, and I we've always had such a great relationship, and there's just something I'd like to share with you what I believe sometime. And would you have 5 or 10 minutes just to let me tell you what's happened in my life? And that's all I'll do. I'll just leave it there. And then don't trick them. If they say, yes, I could give you 5 or 10 minutes, then 5 or 10 minutes. Don't take an hour. Don't take 2 hours. Don't make a big speech. Tell them. It's a beautiful way to evangelize, as a matter of fact, because you got the person's permission. You're not imposing on them. You're sharing with someone you love about something you love. You know, sometime I'd like to tell you about my favorite movie. Yep. Could I get 5 minutes? Yeah, people would say yes to you. Well, you can do the same thing with Jesus. It doesn't have to be at the Thanksgiving. You relax. Enjoy your time at Thanksgiving. Let them enjoy their time at Thanksgiving. But say, you know, maybe it's the time to say, hey, I'd love to get together with you and have coffee sometime. I've been missing you. And then that's the time where you could say, you know, and maybe this is going to take several meetings, but you say, sometime if you have the time, you know, when you're out to coffee with this person, could I just tell you what I believe, or can I tell you what's happened in my life? Because you're important to me and I just want to share it. You are not asking them to do anything at that point. You are not making any demand. You're inviting them to a 5 or 10 minute conversation. You're going to share what you believe, and then you're going to thank them. And that's all you're going to do. You're going to thank them for listening, and that's all you're going to do. If they're ready, you know, if they say, you know, I'm fascinated by that, I'd love to know more, then you make an invitation. Would you like to come with me to church? Could we have coffee again? And we'll do. But the first thing you're going to do is find a way to get permission to share what you believe and what's happened in your life. This is a beautiful way to evangelize because, again, you're not trapping the person. You're not standing between them and the stuffing saying, oh, can I just tell you about Jesus? You're opening a conversation. You're not creeping people out.
That is perfect. And really, just, you're right. It may not be the Thanksgiving or the Christmas dinner table may not be the place to do that. But boy, they know that something is different about your life if you have got Jesus and you are working towards a holier life together, and people will be attracted to that. Well, it is a great book, Cy. Thank you. Thank you to Steve Dawson for putting this together. You lay it out so easily, and I appreciate your time today. Thanks for being with us.
I'm so grateful. Thank you for having me on.